Mohawk Nation News, Groundhog Day Audio, September 24, 2021. The totally absurd election was the same meaningless exercise over and over again. If you missed it, it'll come again in 4, 5 years or before. Nothing happened. Canadian occupiers will try to maintain corporate power on Turtle Island. If native issues are ever discussed truthfully, it will end the whole corporate system. After he admitted to the crime of genocide, the election was called by a desperate Trudeau, the puppeteer, puppeteering the rest of the puppets. He tried to take our attention off the worst crime in Canadian history, the cold-blooded murders of millions of native children whose bodies were hidden in unmarked graves behind government Indian residential schools. More are being discovered every day but not reported. Not mentioned is Canada's part in the genocide of 150 million original people of Great Turtle Island. After this voting debacle, September 30th is being declared as National Truth and Reconciliation Day for the corporate Indians in Canada. The Nazi maple leaf flag will be lowered as the symbol of the genocide. Are we supposed to celebrate these horrors one day a year? The West and their collaborators still call themselves the leaders of the Western world. The Pope is the Emperor of the Western Roman Empire, who can never be charged in the court of the West for his crimes. He will never say sorry because he is not and wants to continue the genocide. The West is white supremacy and settler colonialism. They are the most enslaved people on the planet and don't even realize it. According to the propaganda, they think they're free. We have endured the longest economic sanctions of any people on Earth, and we are still here fighting for our survival. Canada is a corporate mask of the international shareholders of the Western Roman Empire, symbolized by the United Nations. The first buildings erected in all municipalities on Great Turtle Island were the Masonic temples and the churches. The temple was the government, and the church was the mind control and intelligence gathering system. The churches, with the corporate band and tribal councils, are part of this continuing plot to remove us from existence so the colony of Canada can become a country. They illegally show the corporate masters to extract, they allow the corporate masters to extract our resources and exert total control over every facet of our lives, irreparably hurting humans and the environment. The carbon tax is the final linchpin to tax our every breath of Mother Nature because of the pollution their destructive empire has put into the atmosphere. We will retain our sovereignty in all aspects of our lives. The corporation will soon dissolve and never be seen again on Turtle Island. Then we will celebrate. We're always ready for the fake government and its followers to leave so we can assert our inherent jurisdiction. Gayanerit Goa is the great piece of truth and justice. Admiralty law is injustice, hatred, and racism. The rulers swear no allegiance to anyone except the Queen of England and her children and ancestors forever, and to reveal none of her secrets. No allegiance to the people of Canada is the crux of the biscuit. The owners of the corporations use elections to set up the illusion of freedom to the people. None are more enslaved than those who believe they are free. Liberty and freedom, pursuant to the Gayanerit Goa, were always here since time immemorial. The colonists of Canada washed upon our shore 150 years ago and have no right to dictate to us. The intruders only exist because of the Deohade Turo Agreement they agreed to in 1701 and settled in Kingston, Ontario, they violated, therefore, the contract is null and void. Canada is essentially a military occupation of Ogoniwi land. Daganoweda said the intruders will all be gone, forever, from Turtle Island, never to be seen again. Squatters of Turtle Island have no business interfering with original peoples of other countries. The weapons are designed and made here, violating the Great Peace. Canada helps make sure the war continues non-stop. Since 1779, the Americans never won a war. We waste our time going to the enemy for redress. The private admiralty court system is owned by the same shareholders of the crime. There is no statute of limitations on the crimes of murder or genocide. Shareholders beware, no one is above the law. Western governments answer to the Vatican and cannot be charged in their own courts. Guyana et Goa has not been eliminated in the natural world and for the original peoples here, as intended by creation. The jurisdiction of the Great Peace is exclusive on Turtle Island. Canada and U.S. are nothing more than trespassers. We are born freedom fighters. Our role on Turtle Island is to make sure everything is right with nature. We shall survive and coexist with our mother, the Earth, forever, that the Great Peace is based on. Our duty is to defend the natural world so as we are kin with them and all life. It is our nature to defend our freedom. Band and tribal council traitors are our problem. We will deal with them. They will operate according to the Guyana et Goa or be banished forever. Everyone who takes an oath to the Queen are traitors. Governor General Mary Simon is one of the most treasonous for backing every genocidal policy of the Crown. We are one people with the same enemy. As Malcolm X said, let's stop singing and start swinging. Like a dog, a voter will buy anything for a bone. Trudeau's election gibberish to the sacred voters, Frank Zappa's song, the crux of the matter is the apostrophe, doesn't mean anything, and it really stinks. He looked me straight in the eye, and you know what he said? Once upon a time, somebody said to me, this is the dog talking now, what is your conceptual continuity? Well, I told him right then, Fido said, it should be easy to see the crux of the biscuit is the apostrophe. Well, you know, the man who was talking to the dog looked at the dog and said, sort of staring in disbelief, you can't say that. He said, it doesn't, and you can't, it won't, and it don't, it hasn't, it isn't, and it even ain't, and it shouldn't, it couldn't. He said, no, no, no. I told him, yes, yes, yes. I said, I do it all the time. Ain't this boogie a mess? The poodle by ye ites, the poodle choose it. Tokinigunua, ona.